Ipana toothpaste and Salapanica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salapanica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen and his mighty Allen Art players, Peter Van Steeden and the Ipana troubadours, the town hall quartet, and a flock of new anxious and eager amateurs. New voices, new music, new fun. It's town hall tonight. Listen to that crowd. They're cheering in the streets as Fred Allen leads his weekly parade at the old town hall. Fred's laughing and joking with the gang. The band's playing. And here come the mighty Allen Art players. Let's join the merry throng. Everybody's going. Here they come. Aliens.
But you can't stay in America without a passport, Giuseppe.
Please, the boss. The 4th of Giuseppe tomorrow. It's the town hall of tonight.
Hillbillies.
What you doing with that rifle, Ma? Aiming to become a widow?
No, there's a cool cat by the radio, Pa, and it's town hall tonight.
Old folks.
Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, Grandpa. Aren't you and Grandma glad?
Yes, Nellie. Grandma and me's got a lot to be thankful for. It's town hall tonight.
Here we are in front of the old town hall, folks, and there's Fred slipping into his bulletproof vest and addressing the crowd. Let's listen.
If I had the wings of an angel, through these town hall doors I would fly, folks. But you're just as welcome on foot. So go right in, friends, if you'll kindly.
Good evening, Alan.
Hi there, Brother Crawl. How's the old steeplejack these days?
I ain't getting rich, but I'm living high.
Say, you can be grounded for a crack like that. Line forms to the right. Hurry, please. Hello there, Mrs. Dodge.
Evening, Mr. Allen. Is your show funny tonight?
Ah, you roll in the aisles, Mrs. D.
Lord, and I'm wearing my Sunday dress. I hope you'll fall asleep.
Go right in and strap yourself to a seat. Hurry, 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 hurry.
We're ready and willing, Captain.
Okay, Harry. Tell Peter I'm opening with Rise and Shine.
Okay, let her go, Pete.
Rise and shine. Stand up and take it, rise and shine. Life wants you making. It moves on long and gets you as you soon done. Shall hide your and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine. Come be a mourner, things are fine. Around the corner, no one's crying. There's nothing to it, you can do it like the sun. Rise and shine.
Presenting that cosmic colossus of cyclopean caricature and comedy, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before putting out our flag and auctioning off the fun, I'll read you the town hall bulletin for tonight. Hodge White at the corner store is calling the attention of you kiddies, attention kiddies, to his new peppermint spitball, now on display at the candy counter. It's a delicious peppermint ball that tastes swell on the way to school, and when you get there, kiddies, there's a nice, big, hard wad of cardboard inside the candy you can throw a teacher. So much for good, clean, peppermint-flavored fun, and now for the town hall news. After this terrific pace I've set, don't you think we should have a letdown, Harry?
Yes, Fred. I'll let down the picture sheet right away.
Thank you. Before they missed Moses, what had happened, Harry?
Somebody turned out the lights. Here they go.
The projector starts, and we bring you the latest news of the week.
The town hall news sees nothing, shows all. Washington, D.C. Government prepares to open training school for landlords. Students will be taught landlord's duties and then employed on new government housing projects. Town Hall News shows how government-trained landlords will probably greet tenants on rent days. The scene, any home.
Mrs. Cleese?
Yeah, and I don't want any.
Oh, I'm not selling anything.
Oh, well, come in.
Now, don't let no air get in. My husband's a bouncer at a nightclub. This fresh air will kill him.
Oh, excuse me. I'll shut the door. Nice little apartment you got here.
Oh, it's all right. The bathtub's a little too small to hold coal.
Well, those two rooms look comfortable.
They ain't rooms. They're closets.
Closets with no doors?
Yeah, firewood's been expensive lately. We've been burning the doors.
Oh, well, I'll make a note. Using doors in the furnace.
No, just in the stove. We're burning the kitchen stairs in the furnace.
Well, the windows are all right, I hope.
Yeah, but my husband had to take out the glass on account of the flies. Everybody on the street looks freckled.
Well, I've got some good news for you, Mrs. Fleece. I'm going to fix up your apartment as good as new.
Who are you, Santa Claus?
No, I'm your new landlord.
Landlord, I knew it. That's what I get for talking to strangers. Wait till I call me husband. Hey, Francis, friend!
Yeah, what's up? Hey, who's the gigolo?
Well, I'm the new landlord, Mr. Fleece.
You ain't no landlord. Where's your dispossess?
No, honest, I'm a landlord. I just graduated from landlord school. Look, here's my diploma.
Come on, scram, Fauntleroy.
Grab him, friend, before he mentions rent.
No, wait. You don't have to worry about rent with me, Mrs. Fleece. I'm a government landlord.
You mean we ain't gonna pay?
Why, of course not. I'll send a memo to the HOAX, the Homeowners Aid Exchange.
Don't tell me the government sends us to dough.
Exactly.
Why, great. When we get it, we can move out of this joint into a better neighborhood.
New York City, New York. Cornell students who are studying to be hotel executives run Hotel McAlpin for one day. Town Hall News shows how average hotel might seem if it were run in true collegiate style. First, the guest, Mr. Jones, applies for a room.
Clerk.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to get a room. What are your rates?
Sis and sis. Boom and boom. It's four a day for a single room. We rent them cheaper by the hour. $1 with tub and $2 with shower.
Well, I'll take a room with a sponge.
Yes, sir. Register, please. Front, bellboys.
We're here to please and take your grip. The bellboy's gear is tip, tip, tip.
Show Mr. Jones the 609.
Rock, rock, rock. J-O-N-E-S, Jones. Skin is skin and bones are bones. It's 609 for Mr. Jones.
Signal, 906. 069. Take it, Jones. Right through the line. Here's your bag, Jones, old friend.
Where do I go?
Around left end.
Get it.
He made it.
Yay, Jones.
After a hectic stay, Mr. Jones finally checks out.
Leaving, Mr. Jones?
Yep, I'm all in.
Well, did you like our college boy service?
No. Give me my bill. I'm raw, raw, raw. You smashed my bag and broke my jaw. Riggedy S. Alakazam. Get out of my way. I'm going to scram. Taxi.
Brooklyn, New York. County court judge rules that married women have legal right to steal from husband's pants pockets. Town Hall News interviews inventor Mr. Tita B. Humpty, who has perfected pair of safety trousers for married men.
Oh, come right in. I'm Mrs. Humpty.
Glad to know you, Mrs. Humpty.
Mr. Humpty's right in here.
Where is it, Maud?
I'm from the Town Hall News.
Hey, you call for shoes?
He's a little deep, Mr. Allen.
Oh, it's about your new invention.
Which one? The steam radiator for bird cages?
No, your new safety trousers for married men. Men's pants.
Oh, ants. Ants in your pants, huh? Well, try red pepper.
No, he means your pit-proof trousers. Your pit-proof trousers with the Big Ben pocket.
Oh, yes. I made these pants for my own use.
Well, how do you protect your money in them?
Well, I got a mousetrap built right here into the pocket. You hide the money under the trap.
Oh, what's this little string here?
That connects with a skyrocket. The rocket hid in the leg of the pants.
That's right. The string's got a match on the end, and it sets off the rocket.
Great idea.
Now, as the skyrocket shoots off up the pants leg, it rings a bell sewed in the seat of the pants.
Oh. Can you demonstrate it?
Yeah, sure. Put your money in here, and I'll set the trap. Now, I'll hang your pants on the chair. Now, put your hand in, Maud, and show them how it works.
All right. I reach in the pocket for the money, and the finger goes in the mousetrap. Out!
Stand back. Look out for the skyrocket.
Hey, That's a lot of noise. What's the big idea?
Well, it wakes me up. I jump right out of bed and beat the stuffing out of the wife.
Once again, the Town Hall News brings you the outstanding sound of the week. Island of Guam, Trans-Pacific Airmail Plane, China Clipper, start last leg of 8,000-mile journey. The China Clipper.
You like hair cut short on top or boyish bob?
Say, Fred, while you still have that screen down, would you like to hear one of my candid movie camera shots?
Candid movie camera? What's that? Something with a lens shaped like a keyhole?
Well, maybe. Let's listen to this domestic scene and see.
Oh, for heaven's sake. This newspaper doesn't print the strangest thing.
What is it now, Mary?
Oh, it's one of these don't believe it if you don't want to columns. Listen, it says that some of the people in the Ukraine, to be sure their teeth will look good, look up at the new moon, say three prayers, take a clod of earth from under their right heel, and then rub their teeth with it. They say it's a magic way to clean their teeth.
Poor Ukrainians.
Yes. Didn't anybody ever tell them about Ipana?
Well, it seems not, but I'd like to. But while there's nothing magic about the reasons for using Ipana, there's something almost magic about what it does for your teeth and your gums. If your teeth are dull and dingy, Ipana will make them whiter and brighter. If your gums are soft and tender, Ipana with massage will help to stimulate and strengthen them. Now, we're living in an age of reason, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason for so many white, sparkling teeth is Ipana. If you aren't already one of its thousands of users, won't you be one of the next to try it? The familiar red and yellow stripe tube can be found in any drugstore, and once you've used it, I think you'll always remember Ipana for the smile of beauty.
Peter Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours. And now, ladies and gentlemen, an ultra announcement. On Saturday, the Married Ladies Bridge Club will rough it socially and switch to an evening of stud poker. On Friday
afternoon.
Oh, quiet, quiet, please. If that's some nature lover trying out a few bird calls, I'll be down and give you the bird to go with them in just a minute.
Hello.
Well, sir, as I live and wear low collars, because an Adam's apple a day will keep the throat doctor away, if it isn't Portland.
Yes, I'm going down to the cat and pet show to meet Papa, so I thought I'd stop in.
What's Papa doing at a pet show? He's too old to be going in for that sort of thing, isn't he?
Well, somebody sent him a ticket. It said, Pet Show, Admit One. So Papa took Mama.
Did your mother go as an onlooker or as an entry?
Papa didn't say. He just told Mama not to wear her fur coat.
Really? What kind of a fur coat is it? A bide-a-wee sable?
No, Papa says it's unborn mohair.
I've never heard of unborn mohair.
Neither have I, but it's expensive. Papa says there's only a little hair on the mow, and it takes a lot of mows to make a coat. A
lot of mows to make...
Freshling is nice. It's practically necking for money.
Papa should have been a wrestler. They'd never pin his shoulders to the mat.
You mean he's so sticky?
No, he's so round-shouldered.
And you're round-shouldered mentally, if you know what I mean.
I know. You mean it's about time I was leaving.
That's right. You saved me the trouble of coining an insult.
Oh, I'm not going yet. Waldo!
Oh, Waldo!
I have
boy,
I'm right on second of my hot tonight.
Waldo, this is Mr. Allen.
Hiya, hillbilly.
What do you mean, hillbilly? You don't see any guitar marks on my stomach, do you?
You ain't kidding me, Elmer. You're corny enough to draw clothes.
Now, wait a minute, Waldo. Little boy should be seen and not heard.
Why, that little runt? I'll fold him up like a 10-cent road map.
You and what civic body? Another crack like that, and I'll fold those big ears over your face like an envelope.
Now, stop it, Waldo.
Let him go. Let him go. I'll follow him around until he grows up, and then I'll let him have it.
You do, and I'll kick your shins till you think you're wearing woodpeckers for garden.
If I knew you'd gotten so tough, Waldo, I wouldn't have asked you that.
I wish he was my boy. I'd paddle him through childhood like a canoe. Yeah.
Say, if you think I'm tough, you ought to see Pa.
Is your father a ruffian too, Waldo?
Is he? Why, Pa's got so much iron in his system, if he ever gets caught in the rain, he'll rust.
Well, I hate to intrude, but my great-grandfather was the first soldier to bite the frost back at Valley Forge.
Well, that's nothing. If my grandfather had replaced his gibbet when he played golf out west, there'd be no Grand Canyon today.
How is the family on your mother's side, Urchin?
Ah, we're all tough. None of us was brought by the stork. Our family used a buzzard.
Gosh, what were you raised on, buttermilk?
Oh, buttermilk was a luxury. Pa used to throw a can of condensed milk and a cold chisel in my cradle, and I had to get along the best way I could.
Well, my folks threw me into a cow barn, and I took it up from there.
How old are you, Waldo?
I'm 12. As years go, I've lived a dirty dozen.
If you're going on 13, it may be unlucky for you to hang around here, son.
Pull in your tongue, Cornshed. Your lower lip looks like a delicatessen counter.
Well, if you two are going to keep hurling epaulets, I may as well go.
Yes, women and children first. You two can leave in that order.
Not so fast, stupid. What about my audition?
What audition? I thought you were here looking for an argument.
No, Waldo wanted to show you his Christmas present, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, Ma did her Christmas shopping early. I got a clarinet. Look at this.
How does she sound, Waldo?
What are you trying to play? Squeak to squeak?
Why, I am just warming up, wise guy. Wait till I get my E-flat perfect. Heaven, I'm in heaven.
That's what you think, the rest of it.
Don't say it, Mr. Allen. We get the idea.
Well, what do you want me to play, folks?
Play possum for about an hour, will you?
Oh, that's... Well, I've got a feeling you're fooling.
Yes, but he's all wet. If I've got a feeling he's drooling as far as I'm concerned.
Why, one more crack like that and I'll put it up.
Why, you and
why,
Mark,
yeah,
that's what you and you too, boy. Just tell me.
Oh, don't stop right in the middle of a concert, Waldo.
What concert? What concert?
Why, you broken down MC? I ought to bust this over your head and make two piccolos.
Don't spread your clarinet, Waldo. It's valuable, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell the world. Why, 200 wouldn't buy this musical bean blower.
And I'm one of the 200, if it's any.
That's done it. I wouldn't take that from Rubinoff.
I'll say. I'm insulted, too. Let's go, Waldo.
So long, Waldo. Goodbye, Portland.
Howie ho!
Thank you. And now the Town Hall Quartet comes from the alley up to the stage to sing one of their vocal flip-flops. She was an acrobat's daughter.
was an Anchorman's daughter.
Her folks were the Bounding McGees.
She turned 21 and married the son of the man on the flying trapeze. Oh, the wedding was held in the circus for all the spectators to see. And when they were wed, they both stood on their head, and Acrobat's daughter was she.
He could do a backflip, a front flip,
with real acrobatic grace.
A nip-up, a trip-up,
without landing on her face.
He could do contortions,
with portions of her swell anatomy.
You'd wonder by thunder just how this could ever be. Oh, she was an Acrobat's daughter.
And although they were married a year, why, each and every morning they'd rise, and just for a little exercise, why, they'd swing from the old chandelier.
Oh, they turned somersaults before breakfast, a hand spring or two before tea. When bedtime drew near, they both sit on their ear. An Acrobat's daughter was she. Was an Acrobat's daughter.
Ja, und Herr Pep, they're a little train flier.
She taught them some tricks, then gave five or six to the man on the flying trapeze.
Oh, dressed up in her tights trimmed with spangles, she looked just as cute as could be. She feared they might tear.
Oh, is my face red?
So she carried a spare.
Oh, an Acrobat's daughter was she.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I see the boys are lowering the picture sheet again and switching out the light. I'm as much in the dark as you are. What is it, Harry?
It's a football newsreel, Fred.
Really? Well, as the cook said when she cut an apple in two, let's help it.
What a football game, folks. There's only a half minute left to play. State trailing by 3 points, and how those boys are fighting. It's fourth down now, only a yard to go for a touchdown. Listen to that sound.
Oh, dear, I'm so excited I can hardly...
Darling, stop sneezing and keep your eye on the ball.
Oh,
look.
Jack, what's going to happen?
Oh, I don't know. Look, and there goes the play.
Oh, Jack, what happened?
Gee, God, didn't you see that touchdown?
Oh, no, darn it. I sneezed and missed it.
Well, now I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that none of you will leave a football game tomorrow with victory in your heart, but the beginning of a cold in your head. If you do, will you take my advice and nip that cold in the bud? And don't do it in some hit-or-miss fashion, but do it scientifically. With rest, plenty of liquid, a careful diet, and Sal Hepatica. Well, you see, when you have a cold, there are usually these two conditions you must get after right away.
First, waste in your system.
Right. Waste, spreading poisons throughout your body. And second,
too much acid in your system.
Right again. And that acidity always aggravates colds. So take this simple tip. It's worth its weight in health. Put 2 teaspoonfuls of Sal Hepatica in a glass of water and drink it. Because unlike ordinary laxatives, which do only one thing, Sal Hepatica does two. It both rids your body of waste and combats acidity. It's the mineral salt laxative you can always depend on for those two necessary actions. And you'll always find it gentle, quick, and thorough. Keep a bottle in your medicine cabinet, and at the very first sign of a cold, remember Sal Hepatica for the smile of health.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the Mighty Allen R Players. And to make this a real Thanksgiving, they will not present a Thanksgiving playlist. Tonight, rather, they offer that beard-raising melodrama of Darkest Russia entitled Whoopee on the Volga. Or they drank and drank until they borscht. Overture, Petrovich.
Joshua, stop crying already, my darling. My sonny boy. You are stopping?
I'm
my stocking.
Go sleep, O'Reilly. Then Papa will come home, and Mama will gonna give you a nice supper. Look, this caviar is good, no?
No.
Oh, George, George, you want Mama to sing for a little darling?
Yes, Mamita. Sing to me a soaker.
All right. So put on your hat. So, Uncle Doodle went uptown riding on the drosky. Uncle Doodle.
Open up.
I am opening up. Ah, oh, Nikolai, my darling, it's you.
Ah, it's me. Do you still love me, Sonia?
Of course I love you, you silly Billy.
Ah, it's good to be back again. Is your husband home?
No, no, not yet, but I'm expecting him. You'd better kiss me quick and go. He is so jealous. And for why? For Nyati.
I will kiss you and go.
Yes, my love, kiss me and go.
Yes, I will kiss you and go.
Kiss her and go already.
Open up, open up.
Oh, your husband made a quick hide in the sun.
No, no, no.
What kind of
no, I will let you out the back way. Here, quick, through this door. Go, my love.
I go. Without kissing you.
Open up! Open up!
Darling, kiss me.
You still love me?
Of course I love you. But tell me, who are you?
Remember? Remember little Misha, what used to go to night school with you?
Little Misha with the red hair?
Right, Toots. Rusty Misha.
Oh, yeah. Little Rusty Misha.
Yep, that's the one. I'm his Uncle Jake.
Jake from America.
Sonia from Nizhny Novgorod.
Aha! No wonder you are talking with an English accent. Oh, look at you, an American boy. A Uncle Doodle Bandit.
You your brat, Sonia?
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't need maybe.
Oh, so you're married.
And how?
Sure, darling. Put down your hat and go to sleep.
Okay, Mamita.
Tough little mug, ain't he?
But is he smart? He heard you talking with that English accent, and already he was talking just like you. A regular genius. Hey, listen. What's that?
Oh, probably Major Bowles jumping around outside there. Just the village bells, I guess, out for a good time.
Why, it's stopping here.
So what?
Maybe it's my husband. He's jealous, something terrible, especially a foreigner.
Who's a foreigner? My people came over on the Potemkin. Let him in. If I meet him face to face, he'll get the worst of it.
All right, but don't talk with an English accent. Tell him you are Russian school teacher. You are giving my boy laughs.
School teacher, what'll I do?
Sing to him.
Oh, you. Oh, you.
Well?
You're remembering me? I am your husband.
Oh, yes. Come in, Gregor.
Aha! There's a snake in the woodpile.
Shut. You're waking up my class.
Class? What kind class?
I am the boy's tutor.
He's tutor, huh?
Well,
tutor, goodbye. I am going to kill you.
Stop, Gregor. Don't be so hasty. Wait 5 minutes.
Don't you talk to me, you double-timer.
Well, slunk, comrade. I got a feeling I'm catching a sleigh ride.
Hey! You're not getting away so easy.
Is that so? You know to whom you're talking to, home?
To whom?
To me.
Oh.
Now, listen, big boy. Don't be so jealous. Your wife is true blue oval in the yard line.
How can you even suspect me, Gregor? Let him go.
Wait, I got an idea. This man is talking with a foreign accent.
What are you going to do, my little dove?
I'm going to wake up the baby and listen to him talking.
So what will be if baby's talking? Is this a trick?
When this baby is talking, he is imitating everybody what is visiting here. Then I will find out who is visiting my wife behind my back.
No, Gregor, it's not nice to wake up the baby.
Stand back, I will wake him up.
Coochie, darling. Guess who's here?
Look.
Vladimir Bublitsky, it's your papa. Don't cry, my little man. You had a busy day, no? Tell papa, you had company today?
Good morning. Okay, put shiver me timbers. No picking, no washing.
Thank you. And now, before I bring the first of tonight's promising amateurs to the microphone, I'd like to introduce a man who tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, is going to commit the perfect crime, Harry Von Zell.
Well, now, Fred, it's not exactly a crime, and it isn't exactly perfect.
I see, but outside of that, I was pretty accurate, huh?
Yes, now, here's what I mean, Fred. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, it is.
And I know that when I sit down to murder that turkey dinner, I probably won't leave the table until I've stuffed myself fuller than the turkey. And I know I'll have plenty of company. Only two things wrong with you. Two things brought on by your holiday overindulgence. Poisonous waste in your body and too much acid in your system. And you can remedy those things very quickly and very easily. Just put two teaspoonfuls of Sal Hepatica in a glass of water and drink it as soon as you get up. Because Sal Hepatica does not just one, but two things. It both rids your body of those poisonous wastes and combats that acidity. And you'll certainly be thankful to Sal Hepatica when you're feeling your normal self again. Remember, Sal Hepatica, for the smile of health.
Ladies and gentlemen, Town Hall tonight continues immediately after your station announcement. Back in Town Hall, folks, and the song you've just heard was I'd Love to Take Orders from You, played by Peter Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours and sung by the Town Hall Quartet. Now here comes Fred Allen leading a new group of eager amateurs out on the stage for tonight's big amateur contest.
Thank you. Before I forget it, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that Thanks a Million is staying for a third week at the Radio Center Theater and opens tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, at the Fox Theater in Philadelphia. Thanks a Million is that picture that stars Dick Powell and shows for the first time on any screen a radio man named Fred Allen. You may have heard of him. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with boys and girls who may be the stars of tomorrow. Ready, one and all, to compete for our first prize of $50 in cash and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City. And a second prize of $25 in cash. The winners will be selected by you folks here in Town Hall. Your applause will be registered on the Johns Manville applause machine here on the stage, and the three acts receiving the highest ratings will be called back later so that you may select your final winner. Now, first tonight, I have the honor to present Bill Hausler. Bill has come over from Jackson Heights tonight as sort of a dare. Before going any farther, I should explain that Mr. Hausler is one of our NBC expert photographers. Is that right, Bill?
Right, Fred.
You admit it, huh?
How could I contradict you?
Well, I was just going to say that I went down to have some photographs made about 2 weeks ago, and Bill told me that as a sideline, he was operating a small harmonica. So I dared him to come up here some Wednesday night, and here he is. How does it feel to be a radio actor, Bill?
I'd rather be on the other end of the camera.
The other end of the camera?
Yeah.
I don't know. A photographer's life seems so futile to me. A young fella giving the best years of his life in the dark room alone like that. I mean, after all... they tell me that you're quite a candid camera expert, too. Is that right?
I told you that.
Yes, I hear it.
I'm not taking any chances anymore.
No, I just was wondering, what is the purpose of the candid camera?
To make people look as funny as I do.
Oh, naturally, huh? Gosh, you'd have an awful time with me, wouldn't you?
Yes.
In other words, if an actor has a toupee, the candid cameraman tries to sneak around when he's got it off and catch him with his hair down.
Right, right.
Well, what are you going to play for us, William, on your mouth organ?
I'm falling in love with someone.
I'll get out of the way so I won't confuse you. Thanks. Jackson Hart. Thank you, Bill. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to have you meet Miss Camille Tijekel. How do you pronounce your name, please?
Tijekel.
And what is your first name?
Camille.
Oh, I didn't know whether it was Camille or Camille. Those names are confusing. Sometimes you use the liquid L as an alphabet soup, and other times it, like it would be Camille as in walk a mile for it, you know? That's, an odd name, isn't it? What is your nationality? Do you mind?
No, I'm Hungarian.
Oh, are you really Hungarian? Really? Hungary must be a beautiful country. Were you born there?
Well, no.
Oh, you weren't? Well, you've heard about it, surely.
Yes, certainly.
I
should have.
Well, I don't know. Hungary, after all, the Danube flows through Hungary, doesn't it? The beautiful blue Danube. That's like Old Man River in Technicolor, isn't it? I know. I've always enjoyed that waltz, Mr. Strauss's beautiful blue Danube. Is it? Oh, that's another river, isn't it? It's so confusing, all those songs named after rivers. Mississippi, Old Man River, Suwannee River, and that new one now, Creek to Creek, that's coming, new one.
Let me try
to stay here, I beg your pardon. Oh, is that a Hungarian song, is it? And what did you say it was again? Let
me try to stay here,
all right, thanks. Of Jackson Heights. And now, again from Jackson Heights, that's three from Jackson Heights. There isn't an excursion running in tonight, is there? Now, ladies and gentlemen, and tonight is... Ladies and Tommy, Fred has an army. Jim told me that you were quite an athlete just a short time back. Is that right? You played football?
Yes, sir.
Baseball, too?
Well, more or less.
Just football?
Football, basketball, fast, swim.
Oh, swimming. I used to be quite a famous swimmer. If I had a little water here with me now, I'd show you high dive, but unfortunately, I haven't. Did you go right from school into the service, did you? Into the Army?
Well, I waited a while.
Waited?
There was nothing doing in a line of employment, so I decided I'd go as well.
Well, I guess that's steady, all right. The way things... Okay. The way things look, it's apt to be steadier than we imagine. But I... It's better than being around Ethiopia and walking around with umbrellas. I mean, like Kylie. What are you going to... you're going to sing, aren't you, Fred?
Yes.
I slipped my mind. I just remembered that Uncle Jim also told me that you tended bar for a while. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I knew that something was on my mind. It's on. I guess the fumes of that thought. I wanted to ask you, I had an idea some time ago. I want to know if you thought it was practical. I've been reading that beer now is coming out in cans, all put up already.
Yes.
It's going to look funny when a traveling salesman starts turning in their corkscrews in for can openers, isn't it, around the country? Well, we'll drop the whole thing, and I won't take up any more of your time. What would you like to sing?
I'm in the mood for love.
I'm in the mood for love. Thank you.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but then you're near me. I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, just like the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder? I'm in the mood for love. I stop to think of whether this little dream might fade. We put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Thank you. That was Fred Eutinus from Jackson Heights. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Freeport, Long Island, we welcome the Muro brothers. Paul and what is the other brother's name?
Joseph.
Paul and Joseph. And the boys have a 12-piece boys orchestra from the Freeport High School. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Allen.
Are you Paul or Joe?
Paul.
Oh, you're Paul. I see. I just wanted to make sure. How many boys in the band, Paul?
There are 12.
12 boys in the Freeport band? All go to the same school?
Well, not in the band. You mean this band?
And this band that you're... Oh, this is your own personal band,
yes.
Huh? Oh, that Freeport band's a fly-by-night outfit, I suppose. Now we're getting someplace. What is the average age of the fellas?
Well, we average about 15 to 17 years of age.
15 to 17. And I know that boy with the cornet looks young enough to be playing on the linoleum over there. Well, Freeport's certainly a great place. A lot of actors used to have their summer homes down there. You see many actors around there now, Paul?
No, not many now.
Not many now. I guess they're going with the Indians, the way of all... I used to know a conceited actor who lived down in Freeport. He thought it was his drawing power that brought the tide in down there. What are you going to play for us, Paul?
We're going to play our theme song, Moon Glow, and then some.
All right, you go right ahead. The theme song, Moon Glow, your own personal theme song, huh? And then some. Go right ahead. Thank you. boys' orchestra. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, is that the end of the number, boys? I just wanted to make sure. I saw the guitar player raising it up, and I just wondered what he was up to there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present Miss Aline McKenna from Buffalo. Is that right, Miss McKenna? You didn't come down all the way from Buffalo just to be with us tonight, did you?
Well,
of course, so many people stray in here that I just like to inquire the motive. How are things in Buffalo? Are they? Niagara Falls still running?
Falling apart.
Yes, it is falling apart by degrees. I think the government is just keeping Niagara Falls running so that when they get Boulder Dam finished, they can take the falls over there and see if Boulder Dam really works. I guess that's the purpose of it. And you're going to sing, Miss McKenna?
Only a Rose.
Only a Rose. Thank you very much.
Only a Rose.
Buffalo, New York. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please meet the accordion trio. Three girls, Marjorie Kern, Kathra Carolyn, and Annabelle Moser. And three accordions whose names escape me for the moment. The girls have come from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Is that right? Who is Marjorie? Oh, Marjorie, I'm happy to know you. Alan is my name. Very glad to know you. You look beautiful in an accordion. You should... You should see me in one of those trombone derbies when I put one of them on. I belong in the cage. You girls really live in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
I do.
Do you really? Bethlehem, let me see. Bethlehem's notice or something, isn't it?
I think for the Bethlehem Steel Corporation.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation. And you girls play accordion? Yes. If you were loyal to the neighborhood products, you'd have taken up the steel guitars, girls. Sort of helped out the Bethlehem people in a small way. Now let me see. Bethlehem is something famous for something else besides you three girls, too. Now, let's think. The Lehigh Valley, is that right?
That's right.
That's the second most popular valley in the country, isn't it? Rudy first, then the Lehigh. I often wondered. Rudy is so popular with the... Oh, and the Lehigh, too, the Lehigh Valley. That's where that expression comes from. He was Lehigh to a grasshopper. But I've often worried about... Speaking of Rudy, as I was, I often wondered about the effect he has on debutantes. The pictures of Rudy, I don't know. They tell me that when he walks by the YWCA, the entire building trembles. I don't know. What are you girls going to play on your three accordions?
South American Joe.
What was his last name? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Accordion Trio, ladies and gentlemen, from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That concludes our amateur contest for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And now, while I exact the truth from our applause meter, Harry will carry on with English as it should be spoken. All right, Harry.
Thank you, Fred. We sincerely hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you've enjoyed yourself at Town Hall tonight. And if you have, won't you remember during the week the two products that make these Wednesdays with Fred Allen possible? Ipana toothpaste and Salhepatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salhepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Salhepatica. Well, I see Fred is still checking the results there of our amateur contest, so let's get the results of Peter Van Steeden's latest arrangement. Okay, Peter.
Yes, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, the applause meter divulges that you have awarded the most decibels to the following acts: the Accordion Trio, Aline McKenna, and the Muro Brothers Boys Orchestra. Now, I'm going to ask Harry to place his stubby hand over the heads of these girls and boys, as I call the names, so that you may applaud once again for your winners for the first and second prizes. Are you ready, Harry?
All ready, Fred.
And now, first, the three girls from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, who played the accordion, played South American Joe, the Accordion Trio. And next, from Buffalo, the charming lyric soprano who sang Only a Rose, Miss Aline McKenna. And then the Muro Brothers, 12-piece boys orchestra from Freeport, Long Island. And what does the machine say, Harry?
Just a minute, Fred. It's coming up. I'll get it.
All right. There are so many in the orchestra, I guess by the time you divide that applause up, it'll run into fractions. Things go like that. We have to be very careful with our decibel rating. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the
here
first
are,
prize,
Fred, right,
thank you, $50 in cash, and the week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City goes to the Muro Brothers Orchestra in Freeport, The second prize, $25 in cash, goes to the Accordion Trio, the three girls from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. To the others, we're happy to have had you here, and better luck next time. Fred Allen saying good night, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget that the town hall doors will be open wide to greet you next Wednesday evening with another hour of smiles. Join us with Portland, the Mighty Allen Art Players, the Ipana Troubadours, the Town Hall Quartet, and another group of anxious and eager amateurs. This is Fred, spelled Ipana, Allen, spelled Salopatica, saying good night.
I'm Falling in Love with Someone, performed on this program, was from Victor Herbert's Naughty Marietta. This is the National Broadcasting Company.